And now, the amazing original recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. You remember Flash Frisbone. Well, like so many of us, Flash has been out of a gig for the past several months and has been even more depressed than usual. It seems that our hero has worked at every one of the thousands of stations in this depressing country. It might have been the end for Flash, but before cashing in his chips, as he was walking alone in an out-of-work city, he happened to find a copy of Radio World in the gutter. After checking out all of the used transmitters for sale and reading about another AM stereo system,
Leonard Kahn, is it?
And another satellite music network,
more guys out of work,
he happened to look at the want ads.
They never have no jobs in here. Just guys like me advertising how creative they are. Some 14-year-old whiz kid wants to be a PD. Give me a break. Hey, wait a minute. There is a job listed in here. Are you depressed and out of work? Feel like it's the end of the line? No place to turn? Don't give up yet. Our unique format has a place for you. Write Max E. Depresso, key code 952. What do I gotta lose? I mean, maybe if they ever get extended unemployment benefits, I could use the reject notice.
But to our hero's surprise, he gets an interview.
Hey, wait a minute. I didn't even mail my application yet.
Oh.
There she goes. Okay, postman. Do your stuff through rain and sleet and snow.
But to our hero's surprise, he gets an interview. And later that week, finds himself in the Chicago suburb of Downers Grove, Illinois, at WQBM-FM, known to its many listeners as Q-Bummer.
Now, let me see if I got this right, Frisbone. You say you have been unable to find work at all these past few months.
That's right, Mr. Depresso, and I've been feeling really low.
You have to reach up to touch bottom, eh, Frisbone?
Yeah, heck, I'm feeling so low I could jump off the edge of a dime and free fall for an hour.
Good.
Good?
Yes, Frisbone. You see, you're the kind of personality we want at Q-Bummer.
Huh?
Yes, my bummed out little friend. You see, at Q-Bummer, we go with the flow.
Flow?
I mean, everybody's depressed these days, what with unemployment, the world situation, life in general.
Yeah.
Sure is a rotten life these days.
Boy, I'll say.
Exactly. So at Q-Bummer, we don't try and cheer people up like the other stations. We tell it like it is. We play depressing music. We concentrate on the downside of life. We even rewrite those occasional happy news stories and look for the negative twist. Everybody listens to Q-Bummer because we're real. We're depressing. Downright despondent. Like life itself. In a world where there's no hope, Frisbone, people know where to turn their dial.
Q-Bummer?
To Q-Bummer.
Gosh, you know, it all makes sense, Mr. Depresso, but I don't know if I could do the job.
Too depressed, eh, Frisbone?
I always get fired for screwing up.
Well, if you screw up on Q-Bummer, that's fine. As long as you sound real depressed about it on the air.
Okay.
You see, we need somebody who sounds like he's hit rock bottom. And just looking at you, I know you're the one for the job. Besides, Midnight Bob did himself in on his show last night.
You mean he...
Yes, hung himself.
Huh?
With a patch cord.
Yeah.
While he was playing softly as I leave you.
It sure sounds like a depressing place, all right.
Thank you, Frisbone.
Thank you.
Well, how about it?
How about what?
Are you going to take midnights?
Oh, midnight? That's my favorite shift.
Oh, well, how about sign-on, then?
Huh?
We can't have you too content now.
Oh, well, you know, I hate midnights.
Oh?
I just say that because somebody told me that managers like you to be positive.
Well, not here, Frisbone. Now, remember, this is Q-Bummer, and we want you to be miserable.
Well, I really do hate midnights.
Yes?
Because it messes up your social life.
You have a social life?
No. Well, not really, but I like to watch David Letterman, and then Linda Ellerbe, and then...
Ah, great, Frisbone. Then midnights it is.
And that very night, Flash finds himself in the depressing studios of Q-Bummer, where one turntable runs slow, one cart machine doesn't always start when you hit the play button, the walls of the studio are painted a dull gray. But at least our hero isn't alone. Q-Bummer has an active news department with a 5-minute cast right before midnight and the start of Flash's first shift.
If I had a Betamax, I could tape Linda Ellerbee. Maybe on payday.
Unemployment is up, the cost of living is out of sight. There were more train derailments in a plane crash today, and a noted sociologist says there's no reason for living. This is Q-Bummer News, I'm Rip Reed. Financial analysts say the $5 loaf of bread will soon grace our dinner tables as inflation soars. But food prices don't matter when you can't find a job. The only way out seems to be doing yourself in, and many Downers Grove residents seem to be doing just that. Wrapping your Toyota around a tree before the repo man gets it is divine revenge, was the comment of Lee Roger Tarwip, speaking from the intensive ward at Downers Grove Memorial Hospital. Tarwip, an ultra-critical condition, is not expected to recover from his injury. 75-0 as the home team lost again. In the loop, it's 72 and sunny. Fog, rain, and 41 degrees in downtown Downers Grove. That's it to this hour. Life stinks around the world and in your own backyard. I'm Rip Reed.
Now, more depressing music with Flash Frisbone on Q-Bummer. WQBM-FM, Downers Grove, Illinois.
Hi, it's midnight, and I'm Flash, and it's my show, okay?
Mama was a midnight woman. His daddy was a drift, a drummer. One night they put it together. 9 months later came the little black bummer. He was a laid-back lump in the cradle.
Burn him away, you better kill him instead. A bummer like that.
That's Harry Chapin. He's dead. It's Q-Bummer with Flash Frisbone. There'll be a meeting of our friends of the grave tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, downtown Downers Grove. Here's Janis Joplin. She's dead, too.
They called it all conspiracy and that I had to die. So to close our mouths and kill our minds, they hung us side by side.
Life Stinks with Flash Frisbone on Q-Bummer 86 FM.
If you're thinking of calling it quits, throwing in the towel, or just plain blowing your brains out, listen. How many times have you heard of people using the same old crummy, trite suicide cliches? Bob's dead. How'd he do it? Hung himself. What a bore. Do it right. Your friends and family will remember your suicide forever when you shop Downarama. Downarama features only the most original suicide supplies and accessories. If you're just totally gutless, Downarama will help you do it. Try their vacuum chamber. Downarama will film your exploding carcass in ultra slow motion on quality videotape cartridges for thousands of playbacks, beta or VHS, full color and fully guaranteed. If you're down, get down to Downarama, downtown Downers Grove.
Life stinks, and you're listening to Q-Bummer. Keep listening and find out how you can win $50,000 in funeral money. Yours from 86 FM, Q-Bummer, in downtown Downers Grove, Illinois.
She got them from me.
okay. Relax. Get a grip on yourself. No need to get tense. Job got you down. Your girlfriend talks openly about your shortcomings. Everything you touch gets greasy. Uncle Bob can help you relax forever. No drugs. No side effects. Just... Bob, you escape to the soothing, trouble-free world of irreversible brain damage today.
What do I do now?
Get down. 86 FM. Q-Bummer. Downers Grove.
Get down.
WQBM.
Alright, the Downers Grove Self-Abuse Club will have a regularly scheduled meeting Friday night at 8. There will be a slideshow and lecture entitled Self-Dismemberment and the Black Market Limb Trade. Refreshments will be served. For more information, call Gary at 555-9437.
Q-Bummer knows you like it dirty, filthy, and infested with vermin. You love to rock and roll like a pig in heat for a hot guitar riff. That's why we're spreading the plague. The plague is contagious, so roll in the dirt and get ready to scoop up plenty of greasy, slimy cash. We've saved some of the raunchiest money ever to pass through our booger-encrusted fingers. 50,000 infected dollars. The plague means money, and it could make you filthy rich. Listen, find out how you can catch the plague and win from Q Bummer. It's disgusting.
It's Q Bummer from downtown Downers Grove. I'm Flash Frisbone with the music and Jim Morrison and the Doors. He's dead too. Jeez, I talked over another vocal again.
Summer's almost gone.
Man, I feel like doing it. I think I am gonna do it. They're right. Man, there's nothing to live for. I got nobody to care about. This lousy job don't pay nothing. My room at the Fleabeat Hotel is rotten. Man, they're right, man. These liner cards say it. Life stinks. I think I'm gonna cash in. Hey, Rip! Hey, Rip!
Yeah?
Can you come in here for a minute and take the board? Hey, can you...
What do you want?
Rip, can you take the board for the rest of my shift?
Sure. What's up, Flash?
Nothing, man. Everything is down, you know? I mean, I'm going to do it.
Do what?
You know, the big S.
Huh?
I mean, bye-bye, cruel world.
You mean suicide, Flash?
Yeah, except not with a patch cord. That's grungy. Is there a gun around this place?
No, but there's a knife in the lounge.
Yeah, a knife would work. Yeah, I'll go in the lounge and I'll get the knife. Hey, it's your show, man. You got it. I'm going to do it, man. That's it.
Okay, then, Flash, if you insist. I might as well cue up another record here.
And so Flash almost runs to the staff lounge, where he finds the knife. A used but still sharp Ginsu.
Hey, nice handle.
He has the blade pressed against his jugular vein when he hears on the monitor,
"So Flash won't be with us anymore. And it's too bad because he really was a nice guy.
Oh, yeah?
I worked with a lot of them, and he was one fine dude, really experienced on the board, and what a delivery. Flash really made you believe what he was saying, and for someone who had such a hard life, well, he was a real fighter right up to the end.
Yeah.
Flash Frisbone, soon to be dead at age 31. Listening to Q-Bummer. This is Rip Reed sitting in for the late Flash Frisbone, and here's Wayne Newton. He should be dead.
Wait a minute. Hey, I shouldn't die. Hey, Rip! So you made me see that I do have a lot to live for. Yeah, I'm gonna leave this depressing place and go someplace else. I know I could get another job. I got credentials. I got a good tape.
Yeah, that's great, Flash.
Yeah, Rip, you really changed my life. Yeah, you know, the world isn't so bad.
Well, gee, Flash, I'm really glad you decided to hang on. You know, things are bound to get better. Reagan said so today, but the boss made me leave it onto the newscast, you know?
Well, you know, it's a great world after all.
So you're really feeling better, eh, Flash?
Yeah, except, boy, all this excitement gave me a headache. Hey, you got anything for a headache?
Some aspirin on my desk in the newsroom.
No, I'm allergic to aspirin.
Oh, wait a minute. I seem to remember Bob picked something up downtown yesterday just before he, here on the console. How about these?
Non-aspirin, extra strength, too. Hey, yeah, these will work. Hey, thanks a lot, Rip. Hey, I'll be seeing you. Life is just a bowl of cherries.
So take it serious and be rebellious.
Well, it looks like Flash really has a new lease on life. And as he leaves the studios of Q-Bummer Forever, he swallows three of the red and white extra strength capsules he got from Rip, happy in the knowledge that the world is a wonderful place and that his headache will soon be gone. Where will Flash be next? You'll have to tune in again another time for the amazing adventures of Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. The original amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone were produced at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan, exclusively for the Aircheck Factory. Script by Gary Bourgeois. Ideas and production assistance by Rod Howard, who really is looking for a job, by the way, and is a dynamite jock. Hire him before he cashes in. Visual effects by Matsushita. Or is it Matsushita? Or Matsushita?